Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are here for our head chick recap slash reconnect, whatever we've been calling it.
I know. I was like, is that what we're calling it now? The head chick recap?
Well,
I
think it's very important for us to keep connected every week. And also that way we get to keep on chatting about the awesome interviews that we've had.
For sure.
So this week, it was my interview. And I had the amazing opportunity to interview Joy McCarthy from Joyous Health. So she has two best-selling books. She has an amazing blog. She's got awesome programs. She's a nutritionist, a healthy living activist. And she's just so darn cute. Like, this girl is the cutest thing ever. I met her in person. She's got these little bangs. And she's so smiley and passionate. And makes everything sound so fun.
She's full of joy.
She literally is. Like, if you, like, the name is perfect for her.
Yeah.
But we were talking about detoxing. So definitely, if you missed the interview, make sure that you check it out. So the link will be below this video. Or if you're listening to the podcast, you can head on over to our website, which is also linked into the description, and you can check out this video in the full notes. But yeah, we were talking about detoxing and how essentially, we all need to be detoxing on a regular basis. And I want to start off by asking, have you ever done a detox?
I have not. No, I honestly have never done any kind of detoxes, at least that I'm aware of. You know, like, I have never purposefully, I guess, like, I've never been like, okay, I'm going to do this like cayenne pepper detox or whatever. Like,
yeah, lemon, which is one most
lemon water detox. Or yeah, like, I mean, there's all those different ones, right? That I know you can buy like boxed detoxes or like detox teas, all that kind of stuff at like health food stores. I've never done anything intentionally in terms of that. Like, I guess it's just a matter of like what the definition would be of like a detox.
Yeah. And that's what was really interesting with talking to Joy is we talked a lot about a nutritional detox, but we also talked a lot about like a technology detox, not only to give ourselves some emotional space, but to cut off all the cell phones, the computers, the podcasts, and things like that, just to reconnect to our own inner self and also to get away from a lot, like we're exposed to a lot of radiation. And that's one thing I think a lot of people don't realize right now is with, you know, continually having your cell phone to your ear or in front of your screen, there is actually, you know what I mean? Like radiation, electronic waves, all this stuff that we end up responding to as well. So
right,
it's really important, not only emotionally, but physically to like shut that stuff off. And then we were also talking about different types of detoxing too, like skin brushing. Have you ever skin brushed?
No, I don't do it. I actually don't do it for a purpose. Like I was going to get one, but then I was told not to because I actually have like, just like this thing going on with my skin right now. So it's not going to be beneficial for me. It might actually irritate my skin a bit more right now. That's all.
Well, the funny thing was when I was talking to Joy, like so embarrassing because I followed her for a long period of time and she has this awesome dry brushing video on her website. So how to dry brush. So for anyone who doesn't know dry brushing, essentially what it is it's a, like a very, bristly, like what would it be comparable to? It almost kind of looks like, you know, a horse brush,
yeah,
like brush horse. So it's very hard bristles. So I first did her video and I'm doing the dry brushing. So like I was saying, if you don't know what it is, you get that brush. And then what you do is you start at the bottom of your feet and you brush upwards towards your heart. And it's all about stimulating your lymphatic system, which helps to get waste out of the body.
Yeah.
So I watched her video, but I of course did it wrong because I'm just like a total nightmare when it comes to following directions. And I ended up like scraping off probably like two layers of skin. Like I was like a raw, like, I'm like, what the hell was I doing? Like, she's like, no, soft, circular. I'm like, like took off probably like three layers. Yeah. Anyways, so dry brushing is something too that we were talking about for detoxing. So I think it's really important for people to really understand the, what is a detox? Cause they, like, and I mean, we do get into it a lot on the podcast. So like I said, if you missed it, but we can do simple things every single day to detox. So that's why I wanted to ask you if you've ever done it. And I know you were saying you might be doing it unintentionally. So like, some of the things that, like, do you drink lemon in your water?
Yes.
So I even, do. Yeah, even starting your day, having, you know, lemon water, drinking lemon and water throughout the day, it just helps support detoxification in the body. Even simple things like eating vegetables that are high in sulfur. So they help to stimulate the liver. So that's things like eggs and garlic and what else is? Oh, like, and all the cruciferous vegetables. So like broccoli, cauliflower, all that stuff. It really helps to, I know, it helps to detoxify the liver. So that's a lot of what Joy was talking about as well, was yes, doing a set detox for a period of time, but then taking these habits like the lemon water, like having, you know, these liver loving veggies, getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night, practicing detox habits on the regular. So I think it's just something that, you know, for me, like, that's why I liked asking you at the beginning, like, I have never really done a full on detox either, because a lot of them are really dangerous. And that's where we kind of play around with these things and think that we're just doing, like,
yeah. I mean, it's funny, cause I do see, like, there's just so many out there and they all just seem so extreme. And that's why I've never done it. Cause I feel like I don't know, for me personally, my personal opinion has always been, it just seems like a lot of extreme effort for something that I don't think that you necessarily need to be doing. I think that you can make smaller changes. Like, I, you know, by exercising, I'm detoxing because I'm like sweating and moving. Yeah. And I know that. So I do that every day, and I'm drinking a ton of water so that I'm like flushing out my system. I do try to sleep, but with the new baby, that doesn't always happen, but that's okay. That's cool. That's fine. And then, you know, and that's why I was saying, like, maybe I'm unintentionally doing some things. And like, even with, you know, with Maddie being born, like, I gave up all dairy and everything else. So like, there's certain things that like I will give up, but going on to like this crazy detox where it's like, I'm only having like water with lemon and cayenne pepper or whatever for like 3 days and stuff, it just seems like, well, A, I think I would be like so bitchy that I'm just like, I wouldn't even be able to handle myself. Like,
I'm starving.
Yeah. I wouldn't even be able to handle myself. I'd be like, I'd have to like put myself in like my room and like close the door for the 3 days. But yeah, it just, I don't know. It just seems like a lot of extreme effort for something that may or may not make as much of a difference as maybe I'm thinking I would need. I don't know if that makes sense.
Completely. And I also think that detoxing is, it's an amazing practice, but I think you have to really be clear on why you're doing it. So like, if you have a health issue where you need to, you know, heavy metal detox, or, you know, do a liver detox, or, you know, like, but the way that the mainstream we treat detox is usually is for weight loss. So all of these, you know, detox teas and all this stuff, but really they're just diuretics, and they make you like pee a lot, and they make you poop. They usually have like senna, which is a natural laxative.
Yeah.
So they say they're all natural, but senna also, like, if you overuse it, it's horrible for your digestion.
And so if you overuse anything, it basically, it's a horrible for your system, but also it eventually loses its, it loses its, like, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Not function, but it loses its,
like,
essentially, right?
Like, exactly.
And you eventually just develop. Yeah. And then you start doubling up and everything. I've seen this with like, with like Advil. Like, my mom, she takes like 20 like Tylenols a day. Like, it's crazy. It's insane, because she has a headache every day. And I'm like, we have a headache every day because you probably have a deeper issue, and your Tylenols are not working because you're taking 20 a day, kind of thing. You know what I mean? So it's like, anyways, that's totally a different topic. But yeah, like, that's what I mean though. Like, if you're doing anything and you're doing an extreme, you're going to become just like, it's not even going to have any effect on you, and you're going to have to keep doubling up. So what's the point?
Well, and the one thing we were talking about as well in the podcast was about how it can also be dangerous, because when you do go through a detox, you do stir up a lot of toxins, and toxins are like, we get toxins from our outside world, but we also create them within our body, and we also store them, and mostly within our fat cells. So once those are released, suddenly it's like, for some people, you could be opening up Pandora's box, and inside your body, you're suddenly going through all this havoc because exactly, like, you know,
I was actually going to ask you after the dry brushing if you felt nauseous, because I know that.
No, I just felt raw. I was like, oh my God, I just skinned myself. What's wrong with me? Even though now I love it because it is something to make your skin soft, really helps your circulation, also really helps the appearance of cellulite if that's something that people are concerned with. So it is a good detoxification, like, practice to get into. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just back to the whole, so when we're talking about that, it opening mm-hmm. up, you know, a lot of people have issues, especially when they do a juice cleanse or a juice yeah. detox.
And those are so popular. It's insane.
Yeah. Because they're very, like, plants are still powerful medicine. They're very powerful, and vegetables as well, and fruits. Yeah. So when you are completely, you know, cutting out a lot of things and then you're high dosing these nutrients, some people, you don't know what's going to happen or how you're going to react. Mm-hmm. So that's why, again, I really like Joy's approach. And I really think, you know, again, everyone should listen to this podcast because she goes through the different steps of how to nutritionally detox in a way though that you're just adding more like health to your body and yeah. like habits that you can then translate to the long term. And then she talks a lot too about, like I was saying, the social media, the technology detox, as well as the skin brushing and just like things you can do every single day that will support your body in its natural detoxification, because we're always detoxifying, right? Like yeah. we constantly are breaking down stuff and
eliminating and getting rid of.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, we had a whole thing. I'm not going to give this one away because I know this little tidbit people will be so excited to hear about. Of course, we got so into poop. And, you know, but constipation, it's something that so many people don't talk about. And it is, yeah. it's a huge health issue.
Mm-hmm. No, well, definitely. It sounds amazing. I mean, I think that detoxes, like you said, I think that they can be something that can be dangerous if you're not doing them properly. So if you are someone who is considering doing a detox and you're trying to understand what could even be like some little things that you can do to detoxify just on a daily basis, make sure you check out the podcast for sure.
Well, and Joy has been so generous to offer a giveaway. What? So yeah, so she's giving away her book to one of our listeners or one of our viewers. So we would love for you to leave a comment below this or share or subscribe. And essentially just giving us the answer to, like, what is something that you would do on the daily to detox? And again, we mentioned some things, but once you listen to our podcast, you'll have some awesome answers. Cool. Some awesome answers if you don't know so far. And we also have another podcast too, back in the day. We'll link it in the resources as well, where we talked about natural ways to detox as well. Mm-hmm. So it is something that I think is a huge thing that everyone should be incorporating in their lives and be aware of, because mm-hmm. we got to make sure that we're supporting our body to prevent all of this long-term stuff. And also for a lot of people out there who want to, who are interested in weight loss, like, it's massive. You got to make sure everything's functioning properly so your body can do what it needs to do and release the excess weight. Okay, so with that, we are going to wrap it up. And as always, Miss Amanda, I love reconnecting with you on the podcast and
yes.
chatting about our amazing interviews. For anyone who is just new to our podcast, we always do a guest interview every week. And then we also recap, so you get to hear our kind of thoughts on it. Sometimes we haven't heard the podcast yet, and sometimes we have, so it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to hear what's going on behind the scenes. But yeah, so if you like this video, please, and again, you have the book giveaway, so make sure to leave the notes below. And of course, we have our upcoming Fit Chicks Academy programs if you want more information on us at fitchicksacademy.com. And other than that, I just want to wish you guys an amazing day.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.